Haynes High School reporters tell us what happens when a large majority of their student body travels for sports, and the students who stay at home get to experience what is known as Mini Week.
Last week, with the many participants of Region 5 basketball gone, one-third of the Haynes High School students were left behind in a whirlwind. These students didn't continue on their usual class load. Instead, they participated in a Mini Week, a week-long event of specialty courses taught by community members centered around a theme.
So an opportunity arises every year to have what's called a mini week.
Mr. McFeeters is the computer teacher at Haynes High School, and he's been one of the leaders of the mini week program, which has been going on for the better part of 12 years.
This year we chose to do outdoor safety. We're very fortunate to have the Alaska State Trooper Colin Namick come in and do a cold water safety course.
Here at the Haynes Pool, Trooper Namick instructs a group of students to jump into the water and practice putting on survival suits. They also had to learn how to drain their suits after getting onto the pool deck, as if they were crawling up onto the shore.
My name is Koa Doddridge, and this week I took cold water safety. We had a lot of training putting on survival suits, getting in and out of them, inside of the water, outside of the water, and putting on life jackets and learning about the different levels of them.
To conclude the course, students had Coast Guard guest instructors come up from Juneau to help facilitate an open water rescue and boater safety in Porter's Cove.
Today was our final day of the class. We got to go on the trooper's boat and swim back to land with the survival suits on in the salt water.
Yeah. The hardest part of today was not panicking once we got in the water without our survival suits on, because it's like below freezing out there right now.
This is Ryland. He's a freshman experiencing Mini Week for the first time.
And what I've learned from this week is that we don't want to mess around near cold water unless we're prepared to.
While some students were battling the cold for survival, on the other side of the school, cooking students were tackling another difficult task, making a perfect French macaron.
Selby, will you show us how to do our eggs?
Selby Long, a Haynes freshman and baking extraordinaire, leads the class in this delicate recipe.
I am Selby Long, and I'm in the ninth grade. Well, so I'm doing cooking right now. I have two blocks of cooking, and I'm doing it just because I really like to cook, I really like to bake, and I just want to further my skills and do things I enjoy. And I'm actually teaching this class, sort of. Macarons are sort of my specialty, and I thought it'd be fun if I showed everybody in the mini week class how to make them too. So that's kind of what we're working on today.
Add about one-third of the sifted almond flour mixture at a time to the beaten egg whites.
The students in the cooking class had a different recipe every day to provide them with new skills and confidence in the kitchen. Other recipes included cinnamon rolls, fresh rolls, pizza, and cake baking. Selby wasn't the only instructor in the high school kitchen. Other members of the staff and community helped share their culinary knowledge.
Ceramics is another class students were able to choose. Six students worked on pottery wheels and improved their throwing ability. For one class period, they were blindfolded and told to throw only by muscle memory.
So as you advance in ceramics, you should be able to do this all by feel and not actually by sight. So it's challenging.
Okay, this feels pretty centered. Wait, do I get to ask people for like help?
No.
Oh, okay.
Junior student Matilda Rogers spent the majority of her mini week on the wheel in the art room.
I love mini week because it gives students the opportunity to like explore interests that are outside of like academics and what you could typically see in your school day. It just allows you to like explore your own interests, and you can either try something that you've never done before or like kind of deep dive into something that you're really interested in. And so I think it's just a brilliant opportunity for the whole student body.
Along with the previously mentioned classes, students had a range of courses to choose from, including wilderness first aid, backcountry avalanche training, and Native Youth Olympic practice. While students here at Haynes might feel a little left out from the Region 5 festivities, in place they gain valuable learning experiences and life lessons that they'll be able to use in the future. Mini Week not only gives these students a break from normal classwork, but also an equally entertaining week learning with friends. It's a win-win. Let's go Glacier Bears.
Reporting from Haines High School, this is Trigvi Backey,
Colin Aldashi,
and Willow Bryant.